Thank you, candidates. We'll move on to question six, and we'll start with Chris House. What should be the primary focus of the town of Pinedale over the next 5 years? 1 minute, please.
I believe that the focus over the next 5 years should continue to be what I've had in mind for the last 4 years, and that is responsible and managed growth while staying within our budget, within our financial means. And I would like to say that I believe that we have to continue to grow. And Mayor Skinner once told me that this is not an old West town, but this is an old town in the West. And if it doesn't continue to grow, it will die. And I firmly believe that, and I think that we should keep that in mind as we move on. Thank you.
This is Dave Olchek again. I think we need to be looking at stabilizing our growth and our infrastructure over the next 5 years. I think that we need to complete the town's water system. I think that's all going to happen, and I want to commend the current people for doing the wonderful job that they have been doing. I think it's really important that the town grab a seat at the table with not just county and state people, but also our federal neighbors to work together to see what's coming down the pipe, because perhaps Joan and Anacline took us a little bit by surprise, and I don't know that we had a formal seat at the table there. So I'd like to work cooperatively with these agencies for planned growth, the kind of growth that we want to see, not what they want to give us.
This is Mayor Steve Smith. I actually have this written down, Dave. I didn't copy it from you. I think we need to continue moving up with our momentum that we've had on our infrastructure projects, continue the relationships that we've had to make that funding happen, and congratulate and support the staff on all their efforts to getting that funding into the town. I think we need to continue working with industry on responsible energy development, and I think there are many issues that we need to continue working on. I've worked hard on building relationships locally at the state level and at the federal level in Washington, D.C., and that needs to continue. We need to be on the radar, and we need to have a seat at that table.
Dave Hole, this is going to be repetitive. Finishing sewer, water, streets, we've done, a pretty good job on doing the getting the majority of the high-need projects done. I think we need to start to turn a little bit and look at recreation facilities. We've got two formal ball fields up on the hill, but we've got kids playing, well, not just kids, but we've got people playing soccer all over the place. I think there's a need to look at recreation facilities, improve the potential for tourism by improving the appearance of town, make it a town that when people, it already is fairly attractive, but when people drive in, they say, hey, this is nifty. I'll bet there's some nifty restaurants and places to shop here. Rather than just drive on through, it makes quite a difference, I think, in showing the interest and vitality of the community.
This is Tim Lingle. I think in the next 5 years we should focus on the appearance of town. Adding stoplights and would help the livability of town, I think. Make it safer for people to cross Pine Street. And along the lines of that, I think adding some bike paths and recreation facilities would be something the town should focus on. I also think we have to address the pine bark beetle. Pine Creek, I think, in 5 years will be completely dead. And so we should work with Arbor Day Foundation and NRCS to maybe plant some trees and get some grants to, replace our dying pine trees with, trees that will live on Pine Creek. So.
Thank you, candidates. We'll move on to question seven.